Pa never told me to stay off the horsey. So I used to ride the horsey around and round and round. And one day when I was riding my horsey, it was through the pasture, and I guess there was a stone or something in the way, so the horse done fell over and done fell on top of me. And that's how I got me a broken leg. And we didn't have so much money back then because the farm wasn't doing too well. We just got it, and you know, when things are starting off, they get a little slow at first, and so you have to go through really hard times. Well, Pa, he done set my leg himself, and when it healed up, by the age of 9, I was walking with a limp. So I'd limp around and limping around, and sometimes it'd be so bad that I'd just be walking in a circle trying to make it to the bus, and I'd be circling and circling this one patch ground, and the kids would laugh at me. And then finally the bus driver'd have to come off and slang me over his shoulder and take me on to the bus and sit me down, and he'd call me Gimpy, which wasn't a very clever name, but we people in Hallerbammer ain't all that sophisticated. At least we weren't back then. Now we got all these high schools and things, and that made a big difference. Well, anyways, the kids at school used to make fun of me too. They called me Gimpy, and which was kind of funny because my name was Chet Stimpy. So, you know, they used to think, you know, oh, my last name is Stimpy, so they could call me Gimpy, and they thought it'd be real cute. And now as an adult, sometimes people still go, oh, Stimpy, huh, Mr. Stimpy? Is that Mr. Gimpy? Are you my little Mr. Gimpy? Gimpy, Mr. Gimp. And I don't think they're too bright. Well, my Pa, he used to have a flock of cows, which isn't actually what they're called. They're called a herd of cows, but I called them a flock because I was a dumb kid. And well, I used to chase after them flock of cows, and they used to not run very fast because cows, if you don't know, don't like a walking too much. Well, when I'd catch the cows, I used to like to milk them, and I used to milk them with my mouth, and I would suck directly from the teat. Because people off of the farm don't know, but that's the best way to get it, because it goes straight from the nipple into your mouth, and the amount of time that it spends in the air going from the teat to the bucket, it picks up a lot of bad things. So I like just taking it directly from the nipple. That's why I'm so big and strong. My favorite cow was Mamu. She was a lovely cow. She was all white, an albino cow. My daddy, though, he wouldn't let her mate with any bulls because she was an albino, and he didn't want the disability to spread. So he decided that he would just put her in her own separate pen, and she'd be like a pet. And that happened when I was about 12, and so that time I didn't have to chase the herd. I just went to Mamu's pen, and I'd suck on her teeth, And she was my very own cow. She used to love me. She'd nuzzle me and she'd chew on my ear and she'd lick my hair. And sometimes if I got too rough, she'd even kick me. Which is how I got this scar here on my forehead. Now, at around the age of 15, my hormones started going crazy. And I wanted to have sex. But as I said, back in those days, Alabama didn't have no high schools. So I went to my neighbor girl, to try and convince her to have sex with me, but she didn't like me. She said, "Oh, Mr. Gimpy, my Mr. Gimpy, does Mr. Gimpy have a gimpy dicky too? Oh, I don't want to play with Mr. Limpy Dicky, Mr. Gimpy Dicky. Oh, that limpy gimpy dicky." And so I ran home as fast as I could, and she'd chase after me until I got onto my property just going limpy dicky gimpy, limpy dicky, limpy dicky gimpy dicky, Mr. Gimpy Dicky. And I cried that day. Well, after that I didn't try to have sex with women because I was afraid that maybe they'd just make fun of me. And so I decided that the only one who I ever knew that loved me was Mamu. So what I decided to do was that I'd have sex with that there cow. So I went back to my farm and I took out a stool. I brought the stool to Mamu's pen and I put the stool behind her and I clamped up the stool. And standing up there, I realized that my wiener ain't so, you know, ain't big enough to fit in her vagina. So what I did is I put it up her bunghole and I just humped Mamu, and in about 3 seconds, oh, it felt so good. It was splendid-tastic. And I wondered if having sex with a woman was just like that. I'd heard from Belgong Bob and Doll from over at the next farm that it was much like that. But it was much better to have sex with sheep. And that was really what a woman was like, but we didn't have any sheep. Well, my pa done came out and saw me humping Mamu, and so he said, "Boy, you ain't right." And he went in and he got his rifle and he shot me in my testicles. He picked me up off that stool so fast, he laid me down on the grass, and he took that rifle and just put it between my legs and shot me testicles just right there. Since that day, I don't want to have sex no more. That's why I don't have any sort of hormones to you know, the manly gene to spread along and to my youngins. And I didn't know, but a side effect of not having testicles was that I would grow breasts. Now, I'm not a fat man, but I have a C cup, and I have to go to the store and buy bras, and the people know it's for me, because I can't say, "Oh, it's for my mama," because my mama, she ain't around no more. She died when I was 3, because she was having sex with the milkman, and daddy didn't take too well to that. We didn't have a milkman either for a couple of years. Neither. Well, that's basically my story. I've been living like that for the past 80 years. And nobody seems to care about the fact that I'm 110 and I still have my wits about me and I'm still the same person I used to be. Well, maybe sooner or later people will find me and say, "Oh, you deserve something." Well, I'm gonna go now. Bye-bye, all.